Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Hallelujah. God is, he's so good, so faithful. Lord God, we just thank you so much for this time. We ask that you would just move, continue to move in this service, Lord God. We ask that you would speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God. We ask that you give us ears to hear what you're saying and a heart and a desire just to want to apply this word and then also to share it with someone this week. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I have been just really just seeking God and just worshiping him. And I find that I'm at work and I can't even focus all the way. I have to just stop and just worship and just continue just to just get in a vein of worship. And as I'm worshiping, he'll just begin to speak. And he just reminded me, he said, because I was saying, God, fill me up. Pour out your spirit on me. Continue just to pour into me. And he said, before I can pour stuff into something that's full, Something has to come out. Something has to be purged. And a lot of times we keep saying, God, fill me up. God, I need you. I need more of you. But in order for us to have more of him, we have to have less of ourself, less of our flesh, less of our ways. And he just continued just to speak to me about that. And we've been talking about being filled and being a vessel. And that was what I was praying this week. God, I want to be a vessel for you. I just want to be a vessel that you use. And a lot of times when I notice that when I'm asking God, God, I want more of you. God, I want you to speak to me. And a lot of times he'll say, I want you to go and pray with this person. Or I want you just to go and give words of encouragement to this person. And I'm like, God, I want you to speak to me. And a lot of times he says, you know, you got to stop looking at yourself. And just do what I told you to do. And when I go and I'm obedient and I do what he says to do, then he begins to speak to me in that situation. And a lot of times they're dealing with the same thing I've been praying about or same thing I'm seeking him about. He'll begin to speak to me. So we're talking about being filled of God. We're going to stay in that vein because that is what God is saying so much. And I read this before and Darshin talked about it. But God said, let's just go a little deeper. Let's look at it a little bit different. So we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 4. And if we can read it out of the NIV, that would be great, Michael. 2 Kings chapter 4. And we'll start at verse 1. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elijah, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two sons as his slaves. Elijah replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except for a small jar of olive oil. Elisha said, go around and ask your neighbors for empty jars. Do not ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. So she left him and shut the door. Behind her and her sons, they brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. Now I'm going to go back, because when she asked him, or she let him know that basically I need your help. And a lot of times we are afraid to say, I need help. It takes something out of us to admit that I can't do it. I don't have it all together. They're coming to take my kids. But we have to say, God, I need your help. She knew he was a man of God, and she knew that if she went to him, he would be able to help her. Sometimes we have to open our mouths and begin to cry out to God. Don't just sit there and say, okay, I got it all together. I know how I'm going to do this. But cry out and say, God, I need you. I can't do it by myself. So I'm going to go to the one I know that can help me. And like I said, God said sometimes when you're filled up, he can't pour stuff into you. That means he has to strip some things away. And you may say, God, I gave you everything. But did you really? Sometimes I know I'm going to speak for myself and be transparent. Sometimes there's some self-doubt, low self-esteem, some pridefulness. There's different thoughts that may creep in. And those can block you from being filled of God. You know, some of my children, sometimes they say, I can't. And I used to be in that mode of saying, I can't for so long. And when I was in youth group, we got to a point where our youth pastor said, you can't use I can't in my presence any longer. But I want you to look at it as I get to. And I didn't really understand that until we were in Mexico in an orphanage. And we're there singing praise songs and spending time with these children that I realized I get to go home to my parents. We got split up. We split up into teams, and my sister went to a sweatshop where little kids are working to build shirts, make shirts, working to do different things. We saw little kids on the street selling gum. Why? Because they had to do what they had to do. That's what they had in their hand at the time to help with their family. And so that God reminded me of that you get to do his will. You get to go to work. You get to be a light if you present yourself as a vessel for me to work through. So we have to ask God to take some of those things out of us that are clouding us from being filled of him. And even a lot of times he may fill us up with good stuff, fill us up with his word. But what are we doing when we go out these four walls? Are you sharing it with someone else? Are you feeding over it? Are you meditating on it so that you can share it with someone else? Not saying you got to go out there and be preaching at them, but God, how do you want me to share this with someone else I come in contact with? Because you may go in the store and you may see someone and God will tell you that's the one. You're like, well, God, what do you want me to say? Just go be a light. Let them know that Jesus loves them. Or go share what you just heard. And it may feel weird. It may feel like, Lord, I don't know. They ain't gonna understand it. But let me tell you, sometimes God uses the foolish things that you think are foolish to minister to someone else. I said before that there was a young man that God told just to worship at the bus stop, and to everyone around him, it may have looked it foolish, or to him, it may have seemed foolish, but to that one soul that was watching, that was ready to take his life, that made sense. That was just enough to get him to continue to press into God, to continue to give him that extra pep that it took. You may say, well, how does this apply to me? I don't understand. When you're on your job and you're doing things in integrity, you're doing things in the right character that God has blessed you with. Let me tell you, there's people watching. You may say, oh, no, it's just me. But that supervisor talks to you. Your coworkers see you. You say, well, you know, everyone's doing it. Let me just punch in a little bit early. Those people are watching. And more than that, God's watching. We have to continue just to let God pour into us more of Him. So as He fills us up with more of Him, that's getting rid of everything that is unlike Him. All the brokenness. All the selfishness. It's pulling that out of us. Now back to looking at this. He told her to go and ask her neighbors. But before that, she said, I just have a small... Before she could say anything, she said, I have nothing. Because us may think we have nothing. You know, for so many times I have prayed and said, God, I want this gift. God, I want that gift. God, I want to have this spiritual gift. God, I want that. And God said, use what I've given you. And I'm like, but God, I ain't got nothing. He said, what was the first thing that I gave you when I began to speak into your life? When you had that real encounter, you know, because when I got saved when I was younger, but it took me going through some things to realize this ain't no game. It took me experiencing God and having an encounter with Him for me to realize, okay, this is what I need to be doing. And when He spoke to me, He told me instantly, you're a prayer warrior. So when I say I ain't got nothing, God said, I want you just to pray. And so I said, okay. This week I just began to pray. And then I put it out there on Facebook. I said, I'm taking prayer requests because I know the power of prayer. God said, begin to operate in the gift that you have in boldness. And I said, okay, I'm just going to pray. Some people are going to like it because, you know, that's kind of cute. Let me like that. But because I know the power of prayer, God begins to move in some situations. I had one sister, she said, you know, I was going to text you. I saw your post and God told me to speak to you. I'm having this issue and I just need you to pray. And so I was obedient and I began to pray. But God said, you know what? I want you to send her a text of what I'm praying. And I said, okay. And so I just, everything that I began to pray, I just began to text it to her. And then later on, God said, now tell her this. And He dropped two different scriptures. And I began to tell her those scriptures to wait on God and to be anxious for nothing. And she said, you know what? That's exactly what I needed to hear. I was waiting for confirmation and I wanted God to tell me either to wait or to step into this opportunity. And God told her to wait and not to be anxious.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
At another occasion where a family member said, you know what, I'm going through some things, I just need you to pray. And as I began to pray, I just began to pray for her. And God took me in a different vein. And because I was obedient and prayed everything that God told me, she said, you know what, I just said I needed prayer because I was going through some things, but you know what? It was a desperate situation right now. I'm really questioning my faith. And I have a lot of depression, a lot of different things on me. And I don't know how to press into God's presence. I don't know what to do. And I just began to pray for her. And I was able to give her some songs to worship to. I was able to give her, God gave me some scriptures to share with her. But if I hadn't used the gift God told me, if I hadn't took that step and just was obedient and had that boldness to use what I had in my house, I may say, it's just one gift of prayer. All it took was just a little bit of oil. Just a little bit of oil. And I'm sure she was like, man, I got a little bit of oil and I'm just going to fill up a whole, but you guys got a whole bunch of jars and I'm just going to fill it up. And I'm sure she got a certain kind of jar. It wasn't just these little ones, but I'm sure it was a good size. And to see her just pouring and her sons are probably looking like, mom, what are you? We got a whole bunch of jars and you're going to use that little bit of oil. But because she was obedient and she just began to pour and trust God. And as she's pouring, you know, she's watching it multiply. And it gets to the point where she says, okay, bring me another one. We used them all. God wants to pour so much in us, but we have to have that faith. One, to go and ask our neighbors. And a lot of times we go through some things and we don't, us asking him, God, say, God, okay, use me. What gifts and talents, what do you have in me? Help me to give that unto you. And as I give that to you, God, I want to just see you glorified in it. I want you to get all the glory and all the praise. We may not understand how it's going to work or how it's going to play out, but as we're obedient, as we're faithful, let me tell you, he's going to begin to fill you up. So as I begin to pray, I just start praying at work and just worshiping. Different little things came to try and shake me and throw me off. I just kept worshiping and just kept praying. And I was watching God just move in different areas, different with different friends, different situations. Why? Because he's faithful. He's just. He's awesome. But we have to be willing to allow him to fill us up. So just like I prayed at the beginning of the week, I said, God, fill me up. And I allowed him to take some things out of me, and I allowed my gifts to be used for him. Do you know that God's been filling me? But as he fills me, I'm saying, okay, God, pour, help me to pour this out. Help me to be used by you. And I was like, okay, God, how are you gonna help me to pour this out? He said, just continue to pray. As you're praying, you're pouring out my spirit. You're allowing that to go out of you so that I can fill you up with more. And you know, a lot of times I think of prayer as being a little gift, but let me tell you, it's something powerful. Let me tell you, when you get in the presence of God, when you begin to get on your face and begin to call upon the name Jesus, and when you begin to speak with boldness, let me tell you, some things begin to happen. He begins to shake some chains. He begins to lift some generational curses. He begins to break the walls and the back of the enemy. Will you begin to change atmospheres when you call upon the name Jesus? When you stop relying on yourself, you stop seeking yourself, you stop thinking about your situation, but you get in his presence and you get lost in him, and all you can do is lift your hands and begin to call upon his name. Let me tell you, some things have to change. Some attitudes have to flee. Some generational curses have to be broken. But it takes you being obedient. It takes you believing in God. It takes you trusting in God. It takes you just listening to him. A lot of us, I hear him saying, a lot of us question him sometimes. And we question ourselves and say, is that really God? Is that really God? His word says his sheep know his voice, and another they will not follow. And let me tell you, the devil's not going to tell you to go and minister to someone else. He's not going to tell you to go and use that gift. He's not going to tell you to get up in the midnight hour and begin to pray over your house. Begin to lay hands on your children. Begin to lay hands on every area of your house. But when you're obedient and you can walk and what God has told you to do. It may seem foolish. It may seem different. But let me tell you, we serve a different God, an awesome God. That may seem like something real small. It may seem like something real small. But let me tell you, in God's eyes, it's powerful. It's big. And there's some things in our lives that as we submit to God, He wants to begin to fill us up. He wants to begin to pour out His oil in us. He wants to begin to move in us like never before. There's a gift in each and every one of us. But are you going to give it back to Him? We have to remember what we have in our hand. We have to remember who's our source and where our help comes from. You know, sometimes we're going through things and it's difficult, it's hard, we don't understand. But if we're listening to God and we're pressing in His presence, all it takes is one word. All it takes is one word. And He can move. He can stir you up. All it takes, just like a fire, all it takes is one little spark. One little spark. One little spark. And I believe that that's what He's going to do in a lot of our families. We've been waiting for God to do something. He said that you are the spark. And He's waiting for you to allow the fire in you to start so that you can spread it to the rest of your family. But are you letting Him ignite that fire in you? Or are you trying to keep it for yourself? Trying to hide the little candle and not really let it catch on fire? Some of us need to let God catch us all the way on fire so that we can run from Him, run for Him like never before. We've been running from Him, but now it's time to run for Him wholeheartedly, not just at a little sprint, but God's calling us to go forward in Him. So don't think that your gifting is something so small. Just like that oil was a little bit, God can multiply what you have. God can multiply what you have. But it takes you saying, God, I'm ready to be filled by You. I'm ready for You to purge me. I'm ready for You just to fill me up. Not so I can keep it and be spiritually flat, but so that I can share with everyone else I come in contact with. Not so that I can say, look at me, but no, look at the Jesus in me that wants to be the Jesus in you. We have to be open to what He wants to do. And continue just to let Him pour out His Spirit on you. That should be our prayer. God, I want Your oil to flow just to cover me. Just to cover me. As I'm closing, God reminded me of a funny story I just thought about. When I was a kid and we were going to church, before we go to church, my mom not just put some little bit of lotion on us, she put Vaseline and we'd be all greased up. And we get to church, and there go them Anderson girls. We was all greased up. And that's how we should want to be with God. God, I want You to fill me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. God, I want You to take all of me. God, I want to be oiled up for You. No dry places. No dry places. Because just like when your mouth is dry, you're trying to move spit. You're trying to do everything. But let me tell you, when you're filled up with God and you have that living water and there's no dry places, let me tell you, it helps you to advance a little bit further. It helps you to continue to have that push in you. Lord God, I just thank you for this time. God, I thank you for the oil that you're going to pour into us. Lord God, I thank you that you're going to give us obedience. You're going to give us the willpower, the determination that it takes to allow you to pour out your spirit, Lord God, that you continue to pour the oil in us, Lord God. Continue just to help us to use what we have in our house, Lord God. Continue to help us to use the gifts you've given us, Lord God. God, give us that boldness. Give us that fire for you, Lord God. God, help us to submit to your will, to your way, Lord God. God, to say, use me like never before, oh God. God, fill us up, Lord God. Fill us up, Lord God. And with having more of you, that means less of me, less of us, Lord God, less of our ways, less of our pridefulness, Lord God, less of us, Lord God. We want more of you, Jesus. We want more of you, Jesus. God, fill us up, Lord God. God, begin to pour out your spirit, Lord God. God, move in this church, Lord God. Move in this church, Lord God. Help us as we go out of these four walls. God, there will be a light to everyone.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.